Do you feel crushed, under pressure from the changes going on in this world? Is your desperation greater than your fear? The journey to understanding what you're going through and your transformation starts now with Valerie Trujillo and her show, Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. During this show, get validation for what you're experiencing, and if you're ready, heal your wounds, gain control, and get the guidance to start making the changes that you've been afraid to make. Valerie is an empath, psychic, angelic energy healer and teacher, an artist, shaman, healer, sage practitioner, reverend, master oracle card reader, and a talented intuitive, who will also bring insightful conversations with other powerful healers, readers, and metaphysical store owners to your doorstep. Whether it's a spiritual connection, healing and learning, or connection to your metaphysical needs, you will feel the energy as you and Valerie connect with spirit for validation, insight, and inspiration. Ready to connect? Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle starts now.
Hi everybody, I'm Valerie Trujillo, and this is Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so happy today to work with everybody. For the next hour, sit with me as I connect with the Oracle cards and I show you how to connect with the Oracle cards and to share the energy and just everything I know about them. And in this first half hour, I want to talk about also my relationship with the cards, how I started. And in the last 30 minutes of the show, I'm going to be doing free 5-minute readings. So Jacob should be passing that phone number out, and I had it on my Facebook Live, or my Facebook earlier. So check it out. Also, tune in with me on every second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain, where we're going to talk about everything about helping you to live your best life, helping you to heal, helping you to accept what you need to change. And no, there's no judgment. That's something we hold in our ego, and this is not about that. So let's get started. Normally what I do, or what I did, I should say, I had my first deck of cards in 2019. How I started was in 2017, I purchased through email a class for Oracle cards. You might have seen her on Facebook or emails, Maria Lauren, angelvisionary.com. She sent me an email. And you know how when you're interested in something, you'll get emails or flashes on Facebook through advertisements and stuff. Well, I don't remember ever looking for anything except for maybe checking out horoscopes. And I got this email from her saying, you should be an Oracle card reader. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, I felt compelled. I couldn't for the life of me explain it at the time, just the compelling. It's like, when you have the knowing, when you have the, I guess this is, was part of my awakening still, because I've been through my awakening for years and years and not really connecting to it until this started happening. And I couldn't ignore it anymore. Now that I remember, I think she sent me like 4 emails and I finally purchased it in September 20th of 2017. And I took the class. And I believe, because I have my certification, it's dated February 18th, 2019. So that tells you how close-knitted everything was. After I took that Angel Visionary Oracle card class, I was prompted to take Angels with Roz classes. She is Ross Place, R-O-S-P-L-A-C-E, and she's on YouTube. She's fantastic. Her business is Angels with Roz. She connects with the angels. She also has this business that teaches you how to be an Oracle card reader. So I took my intermediate and master classes with her and got certified. And the last of my classes with her was February, was about the same time. So what I'm thinking is I purchased it in September 20th, 2017 with Maria Lauren, but I had been getting the emails before that. And I finally made a decision to do it. And as a Taurus, I usually am very steadfast, very slow, methodical in what I'm doing. And I'm a planner. And I was hyped up, to say the least. And I did this quickly. Normally we do a class every week. I was doing them every couple of days. I was coming home and I was doing it online every night. I did my meditations. I connected with the angels. And I got my guidance through them. When I was doing my visionary classes, they prompted me to do advanced classes, and I did those with Angels with Ross. And through her classes, I got my first deck of cards. And this is the Archangel Oracle deck. If you can see the picture. There we go. And this is the book that goes with it. And it's so worn that the gold writing is not there anymore, but you can see the indentions of the words. But this is my first deck. I still use it today, and I do readings with it. They all have archangels on them. Like you can see this one here. I don't mean to get you with the glare, but it says clairvoyance, Archangel Raziel. I'm helping you, your spiritual sight, to fully awaken so you can clearly see heavenly love. So it's stuff like this. And this is how I connected with the archangels. And there's 12 of them in here. And I connected with all of them. I was able to get the guidance to start my business through the cards. Threw me off because I wasn't expecting it. But they said, trust, we have your back. We want nothing but your highest good. So that was my first test of trusting spirit. And so I started to, and I started getting everything falling into place. The money came in where I needed it. I got the insight of things that I needed to do for the business. Getting my certification through the state. Getting my business pictures, business cards, banners, all of that. Starting to buy my things that I needed to do the card readings, like the cards, like the table covers, everything that called to me. It wasn't something that I just went, I want to pick a certain color. When I got the name Crystal Blue Oracle from the song, I knew everything was going to be blue. And there was going to be some things with blue mixed into it, but it's going to be a majority of blue. So I'm like, okay, this is how it's going to be. I'm fine with that. I like the color blue, so I had no problem. Then later on, I found out when I was doing my healing class that the angels actually love the color blue. And if you can get as many blue colored crystals around you when you're working with the angels, you'll connect more. Like I have this Larimar. So I connected with the angels. I connected with Ra's place. I didn't really do meditations until I started doing this. I tried, but you know how when you're first getting started, you fall asleep. And I didn't think I was getting anything out of it. And I really wasn't connecting. Once I started doing this and clearing my energy, I started getting clearer guidance. I also do meditations with Steve Noble. The meditations for the chakras I usually do with Angels with Ross. She has this awesome meditations. You just go to her on YouTube, Angels with Roz, and you'll see all the different meditations she has, and they are connected with the archangels. Also to Steve Noble, when I do fairs, if they take longer than one day in the morning, the night before, the morning before, and the night of when I'm done, I do this vital force meditation from Steve Noble. It's about 25 minutes long, because you can go out there and not prepare yourself. My guides told me you need to prepare, because you're giving, you're doing a service. You're not there to just do it halfway. So I'm like, okay. So I did this vital force meditation in the morning, or at night before, then in the morning. And then when I get home, I do it again, because when I get home after doing a day of readings, I'm wired for sound. So, I mean, that's how high my vibration is. And I can't just sit there and relax and go to sleep. It won't happen. And especially if I have 2 days of doing fairs, I have to do that meditation again at night, do it again in the morning, and do it again when I come home. It just doesn't work if I don't do that. But when I got these cards, I was prompted to do a clearing of the cards. So before every reading, I would really put my hands on the deck and I would say, I clear the cards of all previous energy with the help of Source. I pray for the most powerful, positive, clear and accurate messages to come through for the person I'm reading for. And if it was me, then I would do it with me. Looks like we're already going close to having our break. When we get back, I will talk more about the cards and we'll get started with the readings in the 15 minutes after that. See you in a few minutes.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Tune in to the show, Heart Change Consciousness, with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Valerie Trujillo, and you're with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe, and Taking Responsibility for It, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. I was just talking about how I clear the cards, and I'm going to repeat that little saying that I do. I say before every reading, I clear the cards of all previous energy, and with the help of Source, I pray for the most powerful, positive, clear, and accurate messages to come through for the person I'm reading for. That has since changed. I've changed a lot of how I do it. That in my class, I had another blessing too, how you want to bless and clear the cards. But before I talk about that, I wanted to let you know a little bit about the oracle cards. Oracle cards depict the harshness of life in a very optimistic way, whereas tarot depicts the harshness of life as it is. One is not better than the other. They both work fantastic. I have yet to learn tarot, but I plan on doing it. I have no qualms about it. It's just being given all the guidance that I've been given. I'm following spirit because I have already bought tarot decks. I've already looked at a few things, and I just haven't really had the time. So I'm going to do that future-wise. So oracle cards can be traced back to the 19th century in France. The first oracle card deck is said to have been developed by Anne-Marie Adelaide Lenormand. And if you know who Madame Lenormand was, she has card decks out there and people use them all the time and they're fantastic. Then in the latter half of the 20th century, the oracle cards began to spread and become more popular. And also too, oracle cards can be anywhere from 44 to 78 cards. And the content of the tarot is more structured, whereas, again, oracle cards are more free-flowing. The way I get my guidance is literally through, I look at the card, I get the intuition of what the spirit is trying to tell me. I use my clairaudience, my claircognizance, my clairsentience to get information. They download information through me. Sometimes I know it's channeling, but the way they come to me is different. They'll give me pictures. They'll give me songs. They'll give me right down and there and dirty. They'll give me a download telling me what to tell the client. And sometimes in my head, I argue with them because that's just who I am. I'm a little stubborn and I don't want to upset the client. And they're like, no, they will totally get it. So every single time I argue with them and I tell the client, and the client gets it. They're not pissed off. They're not embarrassed. They're not stressed out. They're not hurt. They got it because that's something that they're familiar with. And that's how, because it's their energy, their guides, their angels, guardian angels, they will come through with information that the person understands in a way that they're going to understand it specifically, because it has so much to do with that person's energy, not mine. So that blessing I normally do is I call from my open heart. I call upon all the most positive energy of the universe, and I ask you to help me become more aware of your loving guidance through all of my senses. I ask you to lovingly guide my reading from the light and love of pure source. I ask you to bring accuracy and clear guidance through, and we'll say this card, the Archangel Oracle cards today. Please shower everyone touched by this reading with your love, blessings, and with the love and light. And so it is. So that's usually what I say too before I would do readings. Since then, I've changed that too, because it's gotten to be so much to say before every reading, and people pay for the readings that they get. And I usually connect with spirit with my decks, and I say, this is the first clearing I'm doing and the blessing of the cards. And I ask them to bring everything accurately. And in order to clear the cards between readings, between people, I'm going to give it 3 knocks to clear the deck and to reinfuse it. So I call that, I claim it, and the intention is there and it works. I used to clear the cards this way. Source, clear these angel oracle cards of the energy of the previous reading. Now please put your most powerful white light into these cards, giving them the most positive energy of the universe, so that I may give the clear, most clear and accurate reading possible. And so it is. Like I said, I've since changed that. It's easier for me because when I'm doing a fair, people want readings. And they will stand and wait, and they'll wait to get the readings. And I'll be busy the whole time I'm at the fair. Very rarely I'll get little lulls in between. But if you're wanting to do oracle cards, get yourself an oracle card deck. Practice, practice, practice. That's all I can tell you. Do a meditation, do a clearing. Practice on yourself, practice on a family member. They will give you the guidance that you need. You have to trust that. Don't doubt your abilities. I did in the very beginning. I doubted my abilities because I was like, I don't know if I'm doing this, if I'm hearing things or what's going on. Well, that's when spirit started connecting with me while I was driving, while I was watching television, while I was listening to the radio, while I was alone, connecting with them, letting me know, well, you're not crazy. You are connecting. We're giving you signs, pay attention. So I started to, I didn't think I was crazy anymore because there was too many synchronicities to ignore it. Too many. They connect with your energy. So I started doing my own readings every morning. I would pull 3 cards for myself. And I'm going to show you with this deck. Give me 3 cards, Archangels. And show me what I need to do today. And this is what I would do. And I'm going to do it right now so you can see me. What do I need to know today? 3 cards. I shuffle them 2 or 3 times. And there we go. Got a card that flipped on me. Leadership. Archangel Gabriel says it's time for you to assume your leadership, power, and position and lovingly guide others. That's 1 card. So they're letting me know what I need to be in. No, to pay attention to. Oh, here's another one. Nurture. Archangel Gabriel again. As you nurture a child, you nurture yourself or your inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. So that's awesome because I have grandchildren, 6 of them, and I love doting on them when I can, connecting with them. Although the 4 older ones happen to be older, they're teenagers. You know how that is. Hi and bye. See you later. And back in their room or whatever they're doing. But sometimes they try to connect. It's really good. The little ones, yeah, they'll be all over talking to me, showing me toys and stuff. But I'm there to nurture my grandkids. Okay, something else I need to tell you. For me, and this is not everyone, when a car flies out at me and it's face down like this, with the picture on it, face down on the table, I will not pick it up. I put it back in the deck and I ask them to show me clearly. We've always had this thing where, since I started, where they would show me the cards, they'd flip them over. And it's not something that they always do. And they gave me three this time. And I'm gonna put the other two down because that's another thing. When the cards fly out at me, I take the first one that flips over, especially when I've asked for three cards. Sometimes they tell me take more. They're telling me to read these to you guys. Okay, this says prosperity. Archangel Ariel says, your material needs are provided for as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. So see, they're giving me all the guidance I need. This one says chakra clearing. Archangel Metatron, call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes. And this is that one. Right now, Metatron is my guardian angel working with me. So I clear with him every single night and every single day. And I connect with him daily. So that is something I'll do tonight. And this one says compassion. Archangel Zadikiel says, soften your heart with respect to the situation and all people involved, including yourself. So compassion. Now, I think that has to do with me as a Taurus being judgmental of myself, critical of the things that I do, making sure that I connect with people. I want to throw a shout out to Terry Stripling from Florida. She got on Facebook and said, hi, Terry. Glad you're here. So I connected this way with the cards. I always try to let the clients know. Spirit is going to give you what you need, not what you want. So it's important that you pay attention, that you don't ask for when you're going to die, how you're going to die. Is he in love with you? Is she in love with you? They're going to come back because Spirit's going to talk to you about what you need to do, not what they need to do to come back to you, because they want your highest good. Okay, we're going to take another break here, and then we're going to start doing readings, 5-minute readings. So people, pay attention to the phone number. Jacob, if you could put that out there again, let them know what it is. And we'll start doing readings when we get back. See you in a minute.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge care heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's care hero power tool was the 3-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled 3-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go. Whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle, that process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them. That's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Welcome back. This is Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle. Healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to start taking callers for 5-minute readings. Remember, don't ask specific questions. I've already told you, but I'm going to say it again. Spirit gives you what you need, not what you want. So if you need to work on yourself, they're going to tell you. And they'll do it in a kind and purely loving way because they want you to live your highest good in this life. Also, too, if you'd like to contact me, my website is crystalblueoracle.com and my email is crystalblueoracle@yahoo.com. I will be at the Denver Body Mind Spirit Expo at the Crown Plaza on March 19th through 21st. Maybe not the 19th, I'm not sure yet. But I will be there the whole Saturday and Sunday doing readings. So if you want a reading, you can contact me through my website so I can get you signed up on there because it gets pretty busy and people do end up waiting in line. So if you don't mind waiting and you sign in, then you're more than welcome to do that too. I want to say hi, shout out to Jenny in Texas, to Tammy, to Ana Calderon. She's one of my students from my angelic healing class. Yes, I'm a Taurus, 150%. And Mariette Hoffler, hi girl, how you doing? If we have any callers, do we have any callers, Jacob?
Not yet, it looks like.
Okay. So, are you up for this, Jacob?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, so you give me permission to connect to your energy?
Yes.
Okay. And I do that. When they come in for readings at fairs, they're already giving me permission. When they do it this way, I ask for permission. It's for me, it's more about showing respect to the person who I'm reading for.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, and that's how I work. Because if I talk to somebody and they ask for guidance, and I'm more than happy to give it to them. But today, right now, we're going to do some cards for Jacob. Show me clearly. Show me clearly. What does Jacob need to know? Show me clearly. Show me clearly.
That is Anna on the phone, actually.
You have someone on the phone?
Yep. And after we do this reading, we can go right to her.
Okay. Sounds good. It says, first card that came out says, flying free. I unfurl my wings and fly. Light too much?
A little bit, but I can...
I've got
the pictures here too, so I'm kind of cheating.
That's okay. I'm trying to do to where there's not a big glare.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Flying, and she's on a bird, and she's just having a good old time. So that's what's going on with you. You're enjoying yourself.
That's true.
It's true. Show me clearly. What else does Jacob need to know? Show me clearly. Show me clearly. What does Jacob need to know? Normally when I do fairs, I do it for 20-minute readings, and I'll use three decks because sometimes people don't get it. So maybe I'll just run real quick to a different deck and get a different set. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Connect with Jacob. Show me clearly. What does Jacob need to know? Show me clearly. What does Jacob need to know? Show me clearly. Oh. Okay, when they come out like this, I take the top one. It says you have an attachment. Okay, this attachment can be several different things. As you can see on this picture, she's holding a mask. And that's what we all do. And she's talking to you about you. This is your attachment to yourself, how you present yourself to the world and how you present yourself in your own personal way when you're not around everybody.
Okay.
Does this connect with you?
A little bit. I'm curious to hear more about what you have to say.
Okay. What it's saying is, what I'm getting is, we put up these faces because we don't want to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's easier to present yourself a certain way, even though you're insecure or scared about something.
I definitely relate to that. It's something that I've, worked on with myself over the last couple of years. So that's, I think especially since COVID happened, I lost a lot of time with social interaction. And so you kind of come out of that. And as things are slowly opening up again,
exactly.
You're kind of relearning how to be social and interact with other people.
Exactly. But you got to remember to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are meant to be in your tribe, in your group, will resonate with you as you keep your energy high vibrational. Okay. This one says indecision. So something has you tied up in knots.
Hmm.
Is that true?
I think that for me, I do have a big decision coming up, but I think I've already decided. It's more about the timing. So trying to decide when exactly is the best time to make this thing happen. But I already know that it's what I want.
Do you see this one?
Yeah. What does that say?
Angel of Love.
I mean, I won't go into too much detail, but it does involve my partner.
Uh-huh, I had a feeling.
So, I'm looking at attachment and then decision and this angel of love. So, yeah.
Yeah. You got to be willing to be vulnerable and you've got to be able to know that they got to be able to know that they can be vulnerable with you and that it's all about love.
Hmm.
Seventh chakra, Archangel Uriel. And that seventh chakra is the crown. So, your guides are giving you guidance to help you make this decision and let you know that, hey, yeah, I think I got this.
Cool.
How many minutes have we been doing this?
This has been going for about 4 minutes, but we've got two callers now.
Okay.
I'm wondering if maybe we skip the next break so we have enough time for you both.
Yeah, let's go.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, well, then let's go to the phones. Our first caller is Anna.
Anna?
Yes, it is Anna.
Hello, Anna.
Let's see.
Hi.
How you doing, hon?
How are you?
I'm good, babe. How you doing?
Is my teacher?
Yes.
I'm going to go through and call. Since you didn't have anybody at the beginning, I was going to wait and let everybody go in. I said, no, I'm going to go through and call in.
Cool. Okay. So do you want me to go ahead and just pick a deck, or do you want to do the moonology cards for the full moon?
You know what? I'm going to let you go with what the spirit says, and let's just take it from there, because I'm really interested. I have some big decisions to make, and see what kind of guidance you could get for me.
Okay, Anna. And you give me permission to do your cards now.
Yep.
All right.
Which are you using, by the way?
I'm going to use the Gateway Oracle.
Okay.
These are very colorful, very artistic cards, very graphic in a positive way.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So let's get this going. Spirit, what does Anna need to know? Oh, renewing your life. Radiant vitality is filling my life. So, Anna, what is he doing?
Uh-huh.
He's clearing the clutter,
what?
Anna. And the card, he's clearing the clutter.
Yeah.
He's throwing a box out. So you have to clear the clutter. That includes your heart.
You tell that's funny. I've been doing that.
Well, they're telling you you're on the right path. They're telling you you're doing what you need to do. You also have to do it for your heart. Remember to...
Okay.
You can't bring more love and more abundance in your heart without getting the pain and dealing with it and letting it go. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Doesn't mean you won't have the memories. It just means it's not baggage. Once you love, let it go, love and light, you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Let's go on.
I am having a little bit, difficulty in doing that. So I'm working on it. Is there anything you can suggest or they can suggest?
Have you ever done Have you ever done Ho'oponopono?
Have I what?
Ho'oponopono. It's Hawaiian.
No.
Look it up. It's about forgiving yourself, forgiving the other person. You don't have to tell the other person. Mm-hmm. You can just do this by yourself. And if you have the other person there that you can talk to, then that's fine. If not, you connect right there and you can just do it there. You can write down what it is. Because of the full moon, this is a perfect time for you. If you want to release it, go and write it down on the full moon ceremony and burn it with the intention of releasing it. Have you been doing any of the manifestation or full moon ceremonies?
No.
Okay, you should look up Miller.
I usually just leave water out and take my crystals out for the night, but nothing more than that.
Look up Melanie Santos, full moon ceremonies. She has a whole spiel of what she does, and I've been doing her full moon ceremonies and new moon ceremonies since I started doing this in 2017. Actually, 2018, beginning of 2018. And look how far I've come. You want to clear it, you have the intention, then you're going to heal it, okay? And this says, launching a journey. I am an intrepid traveler sailing forth into the universe. So you need to remember that you don't have to be afraid. You're okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine. Spirit, as your highest good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens for a reason. Okay, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And
thank
hopefully
you.
I'll see you next month.
Yes.
At the fair.
That would be awesome. You take care, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay.
Love your
Bye-bye.
Show.
Thank you. All right, Jacob, who's the next caller?
All right, next up we got Mariette from Minnesota.
All right, Mariette, how you doing?
Hi, good to see you.
Good
so
to see
happy.
You too. Good. So.
My son Willem is here with me, and he's 14, and he'd like to have his cards pulled.
Okay, can I talk to
Willem? Yep.
Hello.
Hi. So tell me.
Hi.
You want me to do a reading for you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you give me permission.
Yeah.
All righty. So, Spirit, tell me. What do you need to know? Show me clearly. Show me clearly. What does William need to know? First card that came out was the Magician and the Mirror. So, this means, one, that the Magician is with you, and you yourself are one of those people who can be a very clear manifester. You can, you have the ability to create the life that you want. So are you a planner or a go-getter?
Go-getter.
Yeah, like you, when you want something, you do, you get it, you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're saying. Show me clearly. What else does William need to know? This is a big deck. Show me clearly. Show me clearly. What does William need to know? Okay, one more flip. If not, then I'm going to go to the Angel Oracle cards. Okay, okay. They're saying patience. Something has you... I get this feeling like you want something and you want it now and you don't want to wait. Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, they're telling you, spirits, your guides are telling you, you need to be patient. Sometimes we pick things, we want things for ourselves, and we think like this. And spirit thinks like this. They have our highest good. And they say that what you have and what you want is good, but just be a little patient so we can bring you more. And it's the way it comes to you is going to be bigger than what you expected. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me do another card. Show me clearly. What else does William need to know? Okay, if I can get it out. Do you like somebody?
No.
Not even your mama?
I like my mom. Yeah.
Well, Spirit's talking about that connection that you have with her. It's very loving, very... very stable feeling. She helps you feel safe. Is that true?
Yeah.
William.
Yeah. It's true.
Hello?
Hi.
William?
Hello?
Okay, did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did.
Okay, is he okay with that?
Yeah, here he is. He was answering you, but you weren't getting it. Here.
Oh, I have a last card for him.
True.
Okay, on this last card is talking about anxiety. What has you full of, why are you so anxious? Why are you just feel like you're all up?
I'm anxious of getting like hurt or something.
Your what? Your heart what?
I'm anxious of something bad happening.
Are you just getting a feeling?
No, I'm scared of those things.
So you're making yourself scared of something that hasn't happened. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. What you need to remember is if you spend all your time being scared about something that hasn't happened, you keep yourself from enjoying everything in your world. Okay? So you need to focus on the things that are happening in your life, not what you think is going to happen, not what you're afraid might happen. You spend all that time in that fear, you get distracted from the good things that are in your life. It's like wearing visors. Take off those fear visors and see all the good things that are around you and enjoy them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You take care, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Let's do just one more reading.
Sounds good. We're going to bring in Brittany from Colorado.
Okay. Hello, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
It's okay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is this my cousin, Brittany?
Yes, it is.
I had a feeling. How you doing, baby? I miss you.
I do. It's been a while since I've seen you. But I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So, Britt, can I have permission to do your cards?
Absolutely.
All righty. Spirit, what does Brittany need to know? Show me clearly. Show me clearly. Oh. Planting seeds. Seeds of grace are being planted in the fertile soil of my soul. So, I don't know if you can see the picture. The things that you're planning, that you're manifesting, are coming to fruition. You get that?
Absolutely, yeah, I do.
Oh, next card that says, coming, let's see, accepting what is. I accept and embrace my inner majesty. And I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Show me clearly. What else does Brittany need to know? Show me clearly. Come on. Show me clearly. You want to make me work for this one?
I guess so.
Let's go to another deck. Show me clearly. What does Brittany need to know? One shuffle. Okay, they want to just fight with me here. Show me clearly, please. Show me clearly. What does Brittany need to know? Show me clearly. What does Brittany need to know? Oh, they're going to fly. Contract. Yes, you have. Mm-hmm. But that could be two different things. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Excitement. Oh. This is not a bad card. Envy. But it's not you. I believe. Okay, Spirit is telling me, no, it is you. It's not a bad thing, though. It's like you, your wishes for COVID to be over so you can be doing your best life kind of thing. You get it?
Absolutely, with my work, especially.
Yeah. So they're saying trust and watch the signs and more will come to you. Remember to be grateful and to be full of gratitude for everything. I'm gonna pick one more card, see if it comes out. Not that one because it was face down. Okay. Last card, door to personal healing and happiness. Spirit has they opened that for you a while back, but they're telling you it's the right thing. And this is for your happiness and your best good. Do you get that?
Yeah, I really do. I really relate to that one, you know, recently too.
Cool. Well, thank you, my dear. I love you and I'll see you later.
Okay, love you too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye. That was awesome. I want to thank all of you for tuning in with me today on Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe, and Taking Responsibility for It on Transformation Talk Radio. Again, join me every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, where we will talk about things that work for you and work for me, and that Spirit wants to work for all of us. I don't know what I'm going to do yet next week. I might do cards again. I like this so much. I really enjoyed this so much. I might do it for the whole hour next time. So I'll let you know. I'll be posting stuff on Facebook and my YouTube and Twitter and Tumblr and all that stuff, so you guys can see. Remember to come back and to treat yourself well, to be open to the signs, and to love yourself. This is Valerie with Healing as a Tribe, and taking responsibility for it with Love and Light and Crystal Blue Oracle. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe, and Taking Responsibility for It. Tune in next time for more powerful conversations spiritually crafted to jumpstart your healing journey so you can own your spiritual gifts, and in turn, shed that light on the people around you so they can do the same. Embrace the confusion, the fear, the strength. Let go of your limiting beliefs. Your healing is in your hands, and it's time to take action. Find your tribe, heal together, in love and light. For more information about Valerie and her services, visit crystalblueoracle.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.